So let's begin this mindful movement practice by coming to a standing position. And if you can, doing this in bare feet or in your socks, and ensuring that you're wearing loose, comfortable clothing, particularly clothing that doesn't restrict your breathing around your waist. Remembering during this practice to keep your knees soft and gently flexed whenever you're standing, and to stay in contact with your own body so that you can take care of it, so that you can pay attention to the signals that it's sending to you. During this practice, we expect to stretch, but not to go to the level of feeling pain. So stop whenever you need to during the practice, and just resume it again when you can. You can do this practice with your eyes open or closed, whatever feels helpful in terms of tuning into your own body, but safe and balanced. So as we stand here, let's first of all shake out our wrists. So just starting to give the wrists and hands a good shake. And then moving up and involving the elbows. So shaking the arms from the elbows. And then including the whole of the arms. Shaking out the arms. Then coming to a stop. And doing one leg at a time. Picking up the left foot off the floor and just shaking the ankle on the left foot, giving that a good shake out. Increasing that up to involve the left knee. And then the whole of the left leg, giving it a good shake. And then placing the left foot back on the ground again, and doing the same with the right foot. So shaking the right foot and ankle. And then including the lower part of the right leg up to the knee. And the whole of the right leg. Shaking it out. And just coming to a stop. Noticing what it's like in the body after we've done these movements. Bringing our awareness into our feet. Becoming aware of our feet making contact with the floor. Feeling the toes of both feet where they hold on to the floor, where they're placed on top of the floor. Perhaps grabbing the floor with the toes for a minute to just see what that feels like. Then becoming aware of where the balls of the feet are making contact with the floor. and the heels and the outside of the feet, feeling where the inner part of the foot, of each foot, and the arches, feel where they're maybe not making contact with the floor. Strongly rooted in the earth, our feet on the floor, our knees gently flexed, soft, pelvis tucked in, tall through the body, up through the spine into the head, shoulders relaxed, arms by the sides. Tall, strong, like a mountain. And then just very gently shifting your weight forward onto the balls of the feet and the toes, keeping the heels on the ground, but just moving the weight forward towards the front of the feet, seeing what that feels like. And then gently shifting the weight back onto the heels. Keeping the toes on the floor. And just moving back and forward between these two points until you find your center point. And then very gently swing slightly from side to side. So the weight is coming down onto the outside of the left foot and the inside of the right foot. And then over to the inside of the left foot and the outside of the right foot. And just moving between these two poles, feeling the weight shift from one side to the other. Again, until you come to your center point. Balancing, standing still. Noticing how standing still isn't really standing still at all. That the body is making a series of tiny adjustments that allows our bodies to stay upright. So standing still is not a static place. Balance is not a static place, but an ongoing series of tiny adjustments we make to stay balanced, to stay steady. Perhaps just like life, ongoing series of adjustments, rather than being in some place that we strive to stay in. Some idea of stillness and balance. Ongoing series of movements, paying attention to what it's like to stand still, tall, like a mountain. And then just becoming aware of the shoulders, and we're just going to do some gentle shoulder and neck rolls. So lifting your shoulders up towards your ears, moving them back and in, and down, and forward. And just repeating this movement a few times. back, squeezing them in, down and forwards, and then reversing the direction. And then coming to a stop and gently doing some neck rolls, taking a lot of care here with the neck. So just bringing the chin down onto the chest and then rolling over to the left hand side so that the left ear is above the left shoulder, coming up to an upright position, moving the head over towards the right shoulder so the right ear is above the right shoulder, and down, chin onto the chest. And just repeating this movement a few times. Not allowing the head to fall back. And coming to a stop and reversing the direction. So over towards the right shoulder, up, down towards the left shoulder, chin onto chest. Just repeating this a couple more times. And coming back to standing still, noticing what that feels like in the body, having done that movement. And now we're just going to raise our arms up to the ceiling, palms facing one another, shoulders down, feet on the ground, knees soft, pelvis tucked, breathing. Noticing the sensations of having our arms up, stretched up into the air. Seeing if you can stay with the slight feeling of discomfort or tension that develops. Keep breathing, breathing into it. Noticing what exactly the sensation feels like. And then just very gently bringing the arms back down till they're hanging by your side again. Noticing what that feels like. Noticing how the arms feel now that they're pointing down again. And then just lifting the arms up again. Right up so that both arms are stretched above your head, palms facing one another. And then with the left hand, we're just going to stretch up a little bit more, stretching up for something that's just out of reach of our left hand. Feeling that stretch along the body. Lifting a right foot, a right heel, off the ground a little. Just the heel, to help you stretch a little bit further and with the left hand. Up, up. And then bringing the right heel down. And now stretching through the right hand side. Both arms up, but this time pushing further up with the right hand, something just out of reach, stretching, feeling the stretch all down the right hand side of the body, allowing the left heel to come off the floor to help you stretch a little further on the right hand side. and then just gently bring the hands down again by your side. And noticing what it feels like in the body after this movement. And then again, if this feels comfortable for you, just doing the best you can, bringing both arms up, again stretched above the head, palms facing one another, knees soft, pelvis tucked in, stretching up through the body. And then just very gently bending over with the whole body towards the left hand side. Feeling the body gently curve over towards the left hand side, stretching but not paining. Just going to your own limits and staying there, working within your limits, your edges. And then coming back up to an upright position. And then very gently bending over towards the right hand side. Arcing the body over towards the right hand side. Again, within your own safe limits. Breathing, not forgetting to breathe. Noticing the stretch that develops along the left hand side of the body as you stretch over towards the right. And then just coming to back up to an upright position. And just very gently and slowly, if you can, bringing your arms down, bit by bit, down to your side again. Noticing the wish to rush the movement. Seeing if you can pay attention to each position in the arc as you gently and slowly bring your arms down, down, down by your side. Noticing, breathing, paying attention to what the body feels like after this series of movements. And then with feet hip width apart, knees soft, just starting to gently swing from side to side around the hips and waist, ensuring you've got plenty of room, allowing your arms to swing out. Swinging round from side to side, ensuring that your knees are soft and not locked for this movement. Just feeling the body untwist. Allowing the weight of the arms to pull the body round from side to side. And very gradually allowing that movement to slow down of its own accord. Each swing becoming smaller. The arms becoming closer to the body. Eventually coming to stand still, little by little, finding the movement reach its own conclusion. And then the hands onto your knees, and circling, bringing your knees a little closer together and circling the knees in circles around the hip joint. Just going round in one direction. And then in the other direction. And just gently coming to a stop. Then ensuring you're someplace where you can hold on to something for balance if you need to. And just lifting up one foot, bending it back at the knee so that your right heel comes up to your right buttock. Holding it with your hand. Holding your right foot with your right hand. Seeing if your right heel can come up close to your right buttock. And seeing if you can also bring your knees together so they're parallel. Bringing the leg back a bit. Feeling the stretch down the front of the right upper leg in the quads. Breathing into the stretch, noticing what it feels like. And then just letting go of the right foot, allowing it to come back onto the floor, ensuring you're balanced, and picking up the left foot, bending the heel up towards the buttock, holding the left foot with the left hand. Again, ensuring the knees are as parallel as you can manage, and feeling the stretch down the front of the body in the front of the left upper leg. Stretching, breathing into this part of the body. And then placing the feet on the floor. Taking your legs a little wider apart. And now just circling the pelvis, as if you were doing the hula hoop. Just wide circles, it's one direction. Slowly and carefully, paying attention to the movement. And then gently reversing the direction. And bringing this movement to a stop. And now coming down onto your hands and knees on the floor. Hands under your shoulders. Knees hip width apart. Ensuring you have a straight back, parallel with the floor. And now we're going to do some cat and cow positions. So we just gently arch our backs up like a cat, allowing the head to come down, looking back between the legs, stomach in, breathing out, and then lowering your back down into the cow position as you breathe in, allowing your head and neck to come up, and your eyes raised up to the ceiling. taking care with the back of your neck, not pushing your head back too far, but allowing the movement to come from your eyes, lifting your eyes up towards the ceiling, allowing your lower back to drop down towards the ground. And then repeating this movement a few more times in accordance with your breathing rhythm, taking it at your own pace. Breathing in and out with either the cat or the cow position in a way that feels comfortable for you and your body in this moment. And then returning to a straight back again when you're ready. And then, if it feels comfortable for you, coming back down onto your knees and bringing your head down towards the floor, your arms back behind you, alongside your legs, in the pose of the child. Kneeling down on the floor, head touching if you can, allowing your shoulders to relax, allowing your body to relax into this posture. Then very gently coming back up to sitting with your legs in front of you on the floor. And just bringing your legs apart as you sit here on the floor, seeing how far out you can widen them without being too uncomfortable. And placing your palms down on the floor in front of you. You may want to lift your bum cheeks up a bit so that your sitting bones are making contact with the floor. An upright spine. Breathing in. And then breathing out, just bending forward very gently from the hips down towards the floor, only as far as you can easily manage. The aim here is not to get the body onto the floor, but to gently stretch forward from the hips and waist, and coming to wherever your body naturally and easily comes to. So we're not in an arch here with our heads down on the floor and our spine bent. We're trying to keep a straight spine and just bending forward from the hips as we breathe out. It's not a competition. Each time we exhale or breathe out, just seeing if you can bend forward a little more, but again, gently and without forcing. And then coming up to an upright position again. And now just turning towards the left leg, and again as you breathe out, just bending forward from the hips, over the left leg, seeing wherever your hands come to. come to the shin or the ankle or the foot. Just staying there, breathing. Then coming up, sitting up upright, turning towards the right leg, breathing out, and just gently bending forward from the hips over the right leg. Again, wherever your hands come to is where they come to, and you're breathing. Not bringing the chest or the head down, unless your abdomen is touching the top of your leg. Working within your limits of movement. And then coming back up to a sitting position again. Bringing your legs together as you sit here. Sitting up through the spine. And bringing your left leg over your right leg so that your left foot is flat on the floor beside the outside of your right knee. Your left arm holding your left knee near your chest. Bringing your right hand round behind your back. Sitting up tall. And as you breathe out, turning to look over your right shoulder behind you. Every time you breathe in, becoming aware of sitting upright. Every time you breathe out, stretching a little more around to gaze behind the right shoulder, just as best you can. And then just coming back to the center, to the front, both legs side by side on the ground, and then picking up your right foot, lifting it across your left leg, and placing your right foot flat on the floor beside the outside of your left knee. Bringing your right arm around your right knee, holding it close to your chest without straining, just as far as it will come. Placing your left hand behind you, sitting up tall. And as you breathe out, turning round gently to gaze over the left shoulder behind you, feeling that twist. Staying in that position as you breathe in, just coming upright, and as you breathe out, gazing further behind the left shoulder. And then coming back and facing the front again. Both legs side by side. And lying down on your back. Bringing your knees to your chest, holding onto them with your arms. Giving your lower back a massage by just rotating the knees around small circles, first in one direction. And then in another. Feeling that massage down in your lower back as you gently move your knees around. And then keeping your knees up at your chest, stretching your arms out either side of you, at right angles to your body, and just very gently lowering your knees over towards the right hand side, down towards the floor, and as close to your right arm as you can manage without straining. And then just turning your head to look along your left arm. Again, feeling the stretch there. Bringing the knees up into the middle and lowering them over onto the left hand side, towards the left arm, down towards the floor, keeping your knees together just as far as you can manage, and now gazing along your right arm, turning your head, gazing along the right arm, feeling the twist, feeling the stretch, remembering to breathe. Then bringing the knees back up into the middle and stretching over to the other side. And repeating this movement in your own time a couple more times, just from side to side. Knees one direction, head gazing in the other. And then, whenever you're ready, just coming to a stop, allowing your knees to come back down, your legs to come onto the floor, so that you're lying flat on your back, hands by your side, palms facing up or down, whichever feels more comfortable, allowing your feet to fall away from one another. Feeling your body supported by the floor and just coming to your breathing. Noticing the effects on the body of the series of movements you've just done. Congratulating yourself for having made the effort to come into your body and pay attention to it carefully. Move with it, stretch with it, breathe with it. Just cultivating mindful awareness of the body in movement. And very soon you will hear the bell to signal the end of the practice. When that happens, just come over onto your right hand side. And very gently coming up to a sitting position in a way that's comfortable and safe for you.